It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we start off this morning's program by going back to 1953 and listening to a song, a recording that Ray Charles took to number 5 on the R&B charts in early 1954.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. She sure looks well. I gave the eye and started to carry on. When a Cadillac cruised up and swished, she was gone. It should have been me.
Well, that real white chick.
It should have been me.
Well, that real white chick.
Hey, 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 hey.
Driving that Cadillac.
A little later on, a theater I passed, I spotted another chick, and did she have class? I was all set to write her name in my book, when her husband came up and gave me a real dirty look. It should have been me.
Well, that real bad chick.
It should have been me.
Well, that real bad chick.
It should have been me. To have been her chaperone. When I got to the corner, I saw a sharp cat with a $300 suit on and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a diner floor when a voice within said, "Come on, Daddy, let's go." It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
Hey, 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 driving that diner floor. I ate a bowl of chili, and I felt okay, at least until I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eating a great big steak, while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake. It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real
you
white
know.
Chick.
Cream and cake. It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
Hey, 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 hey.
Loving those crazy chicks.
Us.
from 1984. That was Denise LaSalle with "Your Husband Is Cheating on Us." LaSalle sort of entered the world of R&B more as a songwriter than as a singer. She has a lot of talent in that regard. Also, a very, very good singer. She falls into a category of R&B that sort of she and people like ZZ Hill and Johnny Taylor, Bobby Bland, Tyrone Davis, and some others more too blues to be R&B and too R&B to be blues. They fall into a sort of a category of soul blues. Denise LaSalle, of course, making her fame in discussing some of the more salacious aspects of gender relations. Before we heard Denise LaSalle, we heard from 1953 Ray Charles with, again, a tune that took him to number 5 on the R&B charts, a number called "It Should Have Been Me." And he really didn't want to record this particular tune at the time. He felt it was too close in form and content to the Willie Maybon hit "I Don't Know," but it's definitely a gem. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to Carol Fran and her late husband Clarence Holloman, and a recording they did back in 1993. Carol Fran, of course, had a good career as a Gulf Coast R&B chanteuse, and she's originally from Lafayette, taught piano here many, many years ago, and still entertains every now and then. Here's Carol and Clarence from a disc called "See There," doing a number called "Mean and Evil."
I'm mean and evil. Don't you mess around with me. Yes, I'm mean and evil. Don't you mess around. When I get up, I break a looking glass. Good man.
inside craps at all.
Porters. Where you headed, baby?
Away from your crap games, that's what. Way down south.
South? Oh, no, baby. South.
Where the weather suits my clothes.
South.
Where the warm wind blows.
But, baby, why?
Because those southern men know.
We're switching trains, ma'am. Blue lights your blues and red lights your mine.
Joanna Connor on guitar and vocal from her disc Slide Time. That one came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1998. A number called Peavine Blues. Prior to hearing Joanna Connor, we heard Carol Fran and, again, her late husband, Clarence Holloman, recorded in Austin, Texas back in 1993, doing a number called Mean and Evil. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
That last tune, title of the tune, Peavine Blues, is sort of a common thread in blues, at least to some degree. Peavine was often the name given to small, sometimes narrow-gauge railroads that were used in various areas, particularly in the South, that would connect some interests, business interests, to more commercial railroads at the time. We're going to listen to John Lee Hooker and the band Canned Heat do another song about Peavine, and this one was recorded back in May of 1970. Interesting tune. It's sounds like it was sort of an on-the-spot improvisation with a Hooker and Canned Heat. John Lee utilizes a lot of floating verses, as they're called, that are found in other blues tunes, but it's a nice collaboration between Hooker and Heat. Here they are again from 1970, Peavine.
Oh,
see you on the railroad track. And I hood, coming down the railroad track. And I hood, the fireman, the rumbling bell. And I hood, eating there, blow the whistle. Hey, hey. And I tried all day and all night. And I rode, oh, 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 oh. Tried all day, all night. My baby gone, 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 gone. Gone, 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 gone. Hey, hey.
Again, John Lee Hooker in Canned Heat from 1970 doing Peavine, Peavine Blues. Next year on KRVS, the original Peavine Blues. This one recorded by Charlie Patton in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1929 on his first trip up there from Mississippi. And in this case, a Peavine he refers to is talking about the Peavine Railroad on the Dockery Plantation. And it took him a number of places, one can well imagine. And the name actually stems from the fact that private railroads, often private anyway, at least initially, would sort of follow a serpentine route, unlike straight-line railroads. Serpentine, hence Peavine, the undulating vines of that plant. Again, Charlie Patton from 1929.
I'm misery just what you know. Stop your wheeling and your walk. You want a chronicle, baby. Stop your wheeling and your walk.
Baby, ain't nobody home but me. Bring it on down to my house, baby. I can use your company. I'm not a butcher, but the butcher's son. I can cut the meat and tell the butcher come. Bring it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Nice and brown. Take a good mama to turn my damper down. Bring it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Yeah.
Warner Williams and Jay Summerour with to some degree is a blues classic. They got their rendition of this particular song from a Bob Wills recording from the 1930s. Bring it on down to my house. And Warner Williams and Jay Summerour were preceded by the father of Delta blues, Charlie Patton himself. We heard Patton from 1929 singing Peavine Blues, the original Peavine Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. So lots of good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana throughout the day. And don't forget Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter at 7 p.m. Right now, we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, Horace Trojan and Austin Express will perform for Downtown Alive in Downtown Lafayette starting at 6 p.m. After that, also in downtown, J.C. Malosso and his band will be at Antlers. Ronnie Weiss will be playing blues at Dewey's Lounge in Youngsville tonight. There are some band competition winners performing at Artmosphere here in Lafayette. Also this evening, Manifold, Black Ferratu, and Def Doll will be at the Wild Salmon. And Jeff LeBlanc and the Delta Drifters play Backstage Bar and Grill this evening. Tomorrow morning, Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters will be playing for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Scott Allen Stagg will be at Blue Dog Café. Roman Disciple, Hold'em Town, and Dorian Philbia will be at Artmosphere. And there's a cancer benefit for Levi Landry at Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. The Wayne Blue Burns Band will be performing tomorrow night at the Wild Salmon. Also tomorrow night is Archive Aid 9, the ninth annual Archive Aid, taking place at the Blue Moon Saloon. And a number of fine bands performing for this fundraiser, Les Malfacteurs, also the Rec Street Rounders, Balfour Toujours, Goldman Thibodeau, and David Greeley will be playing on the front porch there. The previous mentioned bands on the backstage at Blue Moon Saloon. And this is to raise money for the archives of Cajun and Creole music here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. They have more than 5,000 field recordings that they're trying to preserve, and of course they're always looking for more classic field recordings, and a lot of these recordings have been on reel-to-reel tape and other fragile media, so they need to digitize all these recordings before they basically succumb to old age and can no longer be enjoyed by a lot of us. And very important for the understanding the history of the cultures here in Southwest Louisiana. And we hope that a lot of you will be out there tomorrow night. All the money collected at the gate will go toward the preservation of the archives, and KRVS will be broadcasting the event live. But again, we hope that you come down and support the effort of all the people that are trying to preserve these classic recordings. Showtime is at 7 p.m. That's Archive Aid 9, featuring Balfour Toujours, Rec Street Rounders, Les Malfacteurs, also Goldman Thibodeau and David Greeley and friends tomorrow at Blue Moon Saloon. On Sunday, the Wayne Burns Band will play at Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also Sunday, Gino Delafosse will be at Whiskey River. Jeff LeBlanc will play Artmosphere on Sunday. Monday nights, there's a Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bisbano's. This coming Tuesday, KRVS's own Megan Brown will be at Prejean performing with some friends. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's a Backstage Pass Music Jam, Backstage Bar and Grill. Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And also this coming Wednesday, Al Berard, Christine Balfa, and Kyle Hebert will be performing at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Right now, we're going to turn to Jeff LeBlanc. As we mentioned, he's playing at Backstage Bar and Grill tonight and also on Sunday at Artmosphere. He has a disc out called Dark Roast. From that disc, here's Jeff LeBlanc with a number called The Sweeter the Grape.
The sweeter the besides, you look good swinging on my arm. I'll tell you the truth, you're looking so fine. The older the grape, the sweeter the wine. Mississippi cotton field. You know what they say, man, they ain't never lying. The older the grape, the sweeter the wine.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
I was just sitting down here thinking,
from 1979, that was Lonesome Sundown, born Cornelius Green in Donaldsonville, Louisiana. Lonesome Sundown with Crawl Back to Opelousas. He lived in Opelousas for some time. He also, back in 1955, played guitar in Clifton Chenier's band. And as an interesting character, he was given his moniker, stage name of Lonesome Sundown by J.D. Miller out of Crowley, and he recorded at J.D. Miller's studios on numerous occasions for Accello Records. Again, music from Lonesome Sundown. He was preceded by Jeff LeBlanc, another Louisianian. And Jeff, as mentioned, will be playing tonight at Backstage Bar and Grill and on Sunday at Artmosphere. We heard Jeff on guitar and vocals doing a number called The Older the Grape, and that's from his disc Dark Roast. Next here on KRVS, we're going to stick with Louisiana musicians from right around early 1990s. Here's the late Champion Jack Dupree. Walter Wolfman Washington from New Orleans, and from his 1986 Rounder Records release, Wolf Tracks. Walter with Thinking for Yourself, a fine guitarist and vocalist, and a guitarist on a sideman on a lot of recordings that have come out of New Orleans. He was a guitarist behind a lot of Johnny Adams' later recordings. And before hearing Walter Wolfman Washington, we heard the lead champion Jack Dupree from a disc called One Last Time. Jack Dupree on piano and vocals with a number called Hey Mary. And next here on KRVS, stick with New Orleans pianist from 1974, recorded at the studio in the country in Bogalusa. Here is Henry Rowland Byrd, Professor Longhair, with a tale about a murder that happened in St. Louis back in 1895.
In the dark, it was like a Lee and Billy Lyon. Boy, they gambled on him every night. Every time that you said a Billy Lyon, told him that he's too late. Stagger Lee lost all of his money. Boy, then he lost his brand new Cadillac. He said, I believe you'll be cheating, Billy. Don't be here
knocked up on his woman door. He said, wake up, Bluebird, baby, and hand me my 44. You know, a boy could jump out of bed screaming, and she was looking dead like a leather eyes. She said, come on inside, honey, I can see some old man go down. This Tiger Lee told Boyega that he had lost his Cadillac. But he believed when it was cheating that she knew that he didn't go for that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shot the poor boy so fast. The bullet went through Billy, but it broke the bar in his glass. Then Billy Lyon started to screaming. I heard him say, Spaggy, don't take my life. You know, I got two little children, a poor little sickly wife. Spaggy told Billy, yes, I know you got a cute boy and girl. But if you want to see your family, Billy, meet them in another world. Okay.
Gumbo Blues, the old Dave Bartholomew composition, and also the title track of Mitch Wood's disc of 2010. He's from the West Coast, but came to New Orleans to record this particular disc, and used a lot of New Orleans musicians to back him up. Prior to hearing Mitch Woods, we heard Professor Longhair here on KRVS, Fess on piano and vocals, with Gatemouth Brown on guitar from 1974, doing a rendition of Stag-a-Lee. That tune is accrued a lot of historical, non-historical, I guess, embellishments over the years. Interesting case, interesting blues tune, first recorded back in 1924, I believe it was. And it recounts the killing of William Lyons by Lee Shelton, sometimes called Stag Lee Shelton. And from whatever the lyrics of the song may say about the girlfriend and William Lyons begging for his life, the story is told by the St. Louis Globe Democrat back in 1895. Recounts that this is having happened. William Lyons, 25, a levy hand was shot in the abdomen yesterday evening at 10 o'clock in the saloon of Bill Curtis at 11th and Morgan Streets by Lee Sheldon, a carriage driver. And I might include here that he was also known as a pimp at the time. And to continue, Lyons and Sheldon were friends and were talking together. Both parties, it seems, had been drinking and were feeling in exuberant spirits. The discussion drifted to politics, and an argument was started, the conclusion of which was that Lyons snatched Sheldon's hat from his head. The latter indignantly demanded its return. Lyons refused, and Sheldon withdrew his revolver and shot Lyons in the abdomen. When his victim fell to the floor, Sheldon took his hat from the hand of the wounded man and coolly walked away. He was subsequently arrested and locked up at the Chestnut Street Station. And interesting, I guess that's the truth of the story. And Lee Shelton did spend time in prison for that particular murder, and he himself died of tuberculosis in 1912. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and we also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. If you are a member and supporter of Public Radio here in Acadiana, we'd like to thank you for that support. And if you're not, we hope that you'll consider joining our team and help us continue bringing you these locally produced programs and also network programs. We can't continue this these sorts of broadcasts without your support. If you'd like to help us out, you can find out all you need to know at our website, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with more blues for you here on the Blues Box on KRVS. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to the late George Harmonica Smith. He worked in the harmonica chair in Muddy Waters Band back in 1954 and on some other occasions in the 1960s, settled in Los Angeles. Here he is doing one of the most famous recordings of Little Walter. Here is George Harmonica Smith with his take on the instrumental Juke. And again, this will take us on up to news time with NPR.